fork, spoon.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about having a set of steak
knives.
Right. After you eat a meal, the dishes are dirty. You say you do what to the dishes?
Wash.
All right, and the woman does what to get the soap suds off them? She
rinses.
The cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes, what would you call that?
Washcloth.
And when you're drying?
Towel.
Okay. I don't know. What about one about hand size that you would use when you're taking a bath?
Wash rag. Face. Oh, I can't think.
Face cloth.
That's what I was thinking about. Is that what I'm thinking about?
Could be.
I don't know. Face cloth.
Okay. And the big one that you dry off with?
Body towel.
Okay. In the kitchen, over the sink, the thing that water comes out of, you call that?
The faucet.
And what about out in the yard, the thing that you hook the hose up to?
Spigot.
All right. What about on a portable water container, the thing that you push or whatever that the water comes out of?
Spout. Whatever.
All right. Say if it got very cold in the wintertime and this affected the pipes. You say the pipes froze and they...
Broke.
Or they...
Burst.
Okay. A big container that a large amount of flour used to be put in, shipped in, packaged with wooden staves, you would call that?
Barrel?
Yeah. And these metal round things that go around the barrel keep the staves in place? Years ago, they had a fad with this hula.
Oh, hoop?
Yeah. Okay. And something that looks like a barrel, except it's smaller, about like so. Nails used to be packed in them.
Think about a keg?
Yeah. Okay. You have any idea what a fair amount of molasses would come in?
How much you talking about?
Oh, say about 10 gallons.
Mm-mm.
Okay, what about lard? Maybe about 50 pounds.
Bucket, I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
Mm-mm.
Something that you would use to pour liquid into a narrow mouth bottle with?
Funnel.
Okay. And something that you would crack around the horse's ears to make them go faster?
A whip.
And if you were at the grocery store and made a purchase, what would the boy put your purchase in?
Sack.
What would that be made out of?
Paper.
All right, say if you wanted to buy about 25 pounds of sugar, what would that come in?
A sack.
Okay. Now, what about something made out of rough material, coarse material? This brown looking stuff that...
Canvas.
Yeah, okay, a canvas what?
Sack.
Okay. Have you ever heard people in this area use either croaker sack or toe sack or...
Croaker sack, I've heard before.
You've heard that. Okay. Say, if a farmer wanted to take some corn to the mill, not quite a full load, but just the amount that he could take at one time,
mm-hmm.
You have any idea what that would be called? The quantity?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Or say if a man had some wood outside for his fireplace, the amount that he could carry in both of his arms, what amount would you call that?
I don't know.
Arm load?
That sounds good. Okay. That's logical. Okay. Arm load.
Right. Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, if that thing burned out, you would replace the...
Bulb.
Specifically the...
Light bulb.
All right. And if your mother has some clothes she needs to take out to hang on the line, she would take them out in a...
Basket.
Mm-hmm. And something that you would put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Stopper.
All right. What would that probably be made of?